Here at Bell Media, we do an annual event, Let's Talk Day. The whole idea of the thing is to remove the stigma from the discussion of mental health issues, and maybe that's getting through to some degree to some people. Pretty surprising, though, that it would be a young man at 22 years of age at the top of his game. He's an athlete, a closer in baseball. Closer is known to some degree as kind of the fierce individual that comes out in the ninth inning and blows away the other team. That's essentially what a closer is supposed to do. Not always successfully, but pretty much successfully most of the time in the case of the Blue Jays closer, Roberto Osuna. And then suddenly in a game that just fell apart for the Blue Jays, in the bottom of the ninth, he was not the closer. He wasn't available. And he came out to talk about it. I'm just not feeling right. When I'm not out on the field, I feel weird and a little bit lost. He said he's never felt that way before. He did pitch again later. He says out on the mound, that's his happy time. That's when he feels good. What might be happening there? And is there some good news in this just from the fact that he was willing to come out and talk about it? Joining me is registered psychologist Dr. Oren Amate. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Were you surprised by this announcement?
Oh, not at all.
I mean, who he is.
I'm happy that he came out and spoke about it, but as far as having anxiety and, you know, I work with many people who, you would never know that they have any mental health issues because in their careers or in their public persona, they come across so differently, whether it's confident, funny, you know, got it together, but we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, so not surprised at all.
No, well, we don't see a lot from Roberto Osuna in terms of interviews, et cetera, because he's not real comfortable giving an interview in English. It seems as though when the question's being asked, he understands what it is, but then he responds in Spanish and he has an interpreter there. So he's not the kind of guy they just catch comments from and that sort of thing on a regular basis. So we may not know him as well as we would like to, but what we do see from him is this guy who appears to be so confident, who played professional baseball starting at the age of 16. So, you know, he seems to really have it together. And it's surprising for me, maybe, doctor, because professional athletes seem to want to project a different kind of image. I think it would be more likely that he'd say his ankle hurts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and kudos again. That's the part that I'm really pleased about, that, you know, the more that people in the public eye speak out about these issues, the more that we know for fact that more people are willing to speak about it themselves, seek help. One of my colleagues, who's a sports psychologist, wrote to my listserv that she's getting quite a few referrals from parents of child athletes, where now it's okay, they feel it's okay for them to seek help for the kids, not just to improve their performance, but to help them deal with other parts of their life, to get balance in their lives. And, you know, whenever we have someone in a high performance situation, and if they do really well, the fact is they can't keep that, you know, mask on all the time. So there has to be a crack somewhere. So getting help to find out, you know, when, you know, how to deal with that in different contexts that they might not have mastery over like they do their profession. I think it's great that more people speak out.
Professional athletes are role models, whether they like it or not. And so in that standpoint, you're right. If some 15-year-old wannabe professional athlete is experiencing those kinds of difficulties and just can't play the game today and nobody understands why because he's the superstar and they need him on the team, this is a case where maybe mom, dad, and the kid could say, you know what, it was okay for Roberto Osuna. You got to do something here.
Exactly. And, you know, because when someone's identity is so wrapped up in their profession or their ambitions, especially when it comes to athletics, we do know it takes such a toll on them when they aren't able to perform the way that they would like, because very few people, you know, they have to perform their daily routine in the public eye. And for a teenager, you know, it can be so crushing and so crippling. The pressure can be so great. And the best athletes, the best anyone in any field are able to compartmentalize where, you know, they're able to be just in that zone, in that moment. But, you know, the pressure beforehand, afterwards, especially when you don't perform up to par, it can be devastating. So it's really important for the people themselves and their family or whoever other sports they have around them to recognize that that mask, you know, it can't stay on all the time.
Dr. Oren Amatay, registered psychologist, is with me, docamatay.com, and we're talking about Roberto Osuna, who is the closing pitcher for the Blue Jays, who said on Friday night, I can't do it. I've got problems off the field. He admitted that he's working with doctors to try to work this out. And so I'm giving him the thumbs up for the willingness to speak out, doctor, but here's the part that I don't understand. I want to make sure everybody understands. I'm not trying to be critical of him. It's the part I don't understand. He says when he gets out on the mound, everything's fine. That's his happy place. That's where he can really deliver. And so I wonder, you don't know the guy, and if you did, you probably wouldn't be able to come on and talk. But if that's the one place where it really works for him, I'm surprised he declined to do it.
Yeah, well, on one hand, as I was saying earlier, it's like when someone can compartmentalize like that, they go into their zone. Like, it's ironic. I have a number of people with social anxiety. So this is, you know, crippling anxiety when it comes to performance, yet they have jobs as actors, models, comedians, okay, where the whole career is about being judged, yet they can somehow do that. So A, it's not surprising that, you know, that's kind of his happy space. But B, in this particular case, he must have just felt this connect, this thing at the moment there where it's like, I don't even feel confident there. And that must have been what really shook him, just for that whatever moment, for whatever reason, whether it was just overwhelming, whether certain other thoughts that he'd been able to block out before came flooding in the moment and it just triggered something. Whatever it is, in that one moment, he felt, I can't be, you know, I can't even be safe in my safe space. And that must have been really overwhelming.
I think a thing we're seeing in professional athletics is some concern, more concern now, for the physical and mental well-being of the athlete, as opposed to you get a few million bucks a year, suck it up, rub some dirt on it, get out there. They don't do it that way anymore, and I think that's a good thing.
I do as well. And again, especially as we were talking about a little while ago about when it comes to kids. Because, as you say, the athletes are their role models, and kids try to emulate them, and they try to have that same mentality about suck it up. But they're just kids, and the pressure is just as great sometimes, even worse when it comes to parents who don't recognize that. So I think it's really important for us to realize that for anyone in any position, whether it's an athlete, a wannabe athlete, or, you know, doctor, anywhere else, that we have to be more aware of the pressures that everyone goes through, and when it starts to get too much, we need to find resources to help us deal with them so that we don't, you know, have this kind of a meltdown.
Dr. Oren Amatay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jerry. Have a great day.